Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfabilly Freakout at 6 p.m., Freeform Music at 7 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
As this is Thanksgiving, See You at the Show feels it is the right time to broadcast our full and complete and new land acknowledgement. See You at the Show believes that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Our ability to gather in theater spaces and engage with perspectives other than our own is a privilege that we consider sacred. Because of this, it is important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy as well as the hands that built the country and cities we call home. We recognize and acknowledge that we gather today on indigenous land, the traditional homeland of the people of Kickapoo, Peoria, Kaskaskia, Miamia, Okthete, Kakawin, which was taken through deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native peoples and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world. We also acknowledge that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who still cannot safely walk down the street or fully enjoy fundamental civil rights and freedoms. We acknowledge that our twin cities and county remain segregated and inequitable. We aim to cultivate space for Black stories to be uplifted and for Black lives to be celebrated. We pledge to infuse our work with true values of anti-racism. We offer these acknowledgments and experiences into this space with respect and gratitude, along with the intention to spark more awareness, compassion, and empathy for every life in our community. On Thanksgiving, then the show
I know.
Must go on.
We're here in person on Thanksgiving just for you, just in case you have some downtime from spending time with family and friends and want to listen to the radio and think about theater. We're here for you. And if you want to listen to it later, you can listen to it later too. But we're glad you're
there. How does somebody listen to our old shows anyway?
They go to WEF.org or they get there from our website?
Wow, you weren't very ready for that setup.
I'm like, what?
You go to WEF.org and there's public affairs pages and See You at the Show is listed first, and all of our shows are archived there. You can go back, way back to the very beginning of it all in April of 2019. And you probably, if you're a loyal listener, you've heard repeat shows because we had to do that through, and then we didn't have to do that. We did that through a good bit of the pandemic when there wasn't new content. We were,
and if we were going to, you know, one of us was going to be out of town or something like that too. So yeah, or it wasn't.
We don't put that as a priority over the show.
No, of course not. Except that I'm not allowed to run anything in here, so I can't.
Right, but that was one thing about the COVID era is that we learned how to do shows differently. We learned how to do shows in advance. We had. Your son Parker learned how to edit shows for us, and we made it work.
Right.
And this
it's the 99th show.
99th new show of See You at the Show. So
yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do for next week.
We need
to bring in all of our celebrities.
Yeah.
Oh, except there's a max. We can only have three people in the
studio.
So
maybe we could do Zoom interviews. We found out last week that Latrell Bright is the winner of the person who's been on and see the show the most.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even count replays. If you look at whose voice has been heard on See You at the Show,
it's been Latrell's by a long shot.
Right. But of course, that's also because in early summer of 2000, we realized that we need to have less prevalence of white voices, including our own, on the show.
Right.
And so that has been one of our endeavors.
And if there's a show that you're like, oh, I was on, you know, for this particular theater production or whatever, and we have it figured out now what dates and stuff, because if you go to the archives on WEF.org, you'll just see the dates for most of the shows. But if you need to know, like, hey, I was in Farinelli and the King, and I'd like to hear that interview again, we can look it up on our handy-dandy spreadsheet and let you know which one that would be. So
now, this is kind of a note to self that I'm hoping that by saying it into my microphone, kind of. But what I think would be interesting for us to do now that we've figured out, we've got this whole thing, we've got these Google Docs with all of our shows, all of our guests, all the shows we've seen, all the shows we've featured on the air, that we made somehow links on our website to the links back on...
We should definitely
the
do
WEF
that.
Pages. Uh-huh. That would not be hard to do.
I thought that we had that. That's why I was looking at you and I was like, you
is
can go to WEF.
Wink, or is that just an eye spasm?
That was, I don't know what that was.
I don't know that you have a wink. So I don't know.
I don't have a wink.
I thought we were, you know, from across the table here, I thought I was being signaled and I guess not. Maybe there's just a little pollen in the air or something.
It's really dry in here. My eyes are really dry. Anyway.
Eyelash person problems.
So I want to mention this before we get into things that we've seen, because I appreciate that there's so much going on, whether it's theater or poetry or other things. And I want to mention that the Trauma and Resilience Initiative is having a virtual evening of poetry called For Colored Girls Who Weathered Their... It says who weathering their storms. Weathering their own storms. Sorry. That wasn't my mistake. It was a mistake on Facebook. Anyway, it's a fundraiser to publish an illustrated book of poetry that came out of the group of women of color. The fundraiser's short-term goal is $10,000 to self-publish. It sounds like an amazing thing that you can do virtually December 10th, and it's from 6 to 7:30. So check out Poems by and for Colored Girls Weathering Their Own Storms. I know several people.
This is a local group?
Uh-huh. The Trauma and Resilience Initiative.
Are they affiliated with the U of I?
I don't think so. I know that they were started by people of color, the group was. So check that out. Check them out and check out their fundraiser on December 10th.
Yeah.
And thank you, Misty, for posting that to your Facebook page. I had heard something about it, but I hadn't seen the event come through, and we will put it on ours.
Yeah. So we use our See You at the Show Facebook page for most of our news. We don't right now have like a mailing list you can sign up for. We're trying to maybe expand into other sorts of social media groups. We have a Insta page that we got to get going. But our Facebook page is where we keep most of our news. We've been doing our quick take reviews over the past couple weeks. So that's going to be something we hopefully maintain right when we get out of a show.
In fact, we did a live right before the show that I didn't know we were going to do.
That was right. That was more of a like a pre-take.
Right.
That would be another thing if for some reason these got like popular or we just keep enjoying to do them.
Right.
We do a pre-take and a post-take, like going into the show, what we're about to see, what we expect.
That's a good idea.
You know, maybe some things we're hoping for. And then we can say afterwards whether or not they delivered, where the surprises were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sorry to DLO and the cast of Elf, because I think they were the one show that we've seen since we started Quick Takes that we did not give one.
And that was partly because it was late and we didn't want to.
And we were out of town, and it was Halloween night, right? Was it?
No.
There was something. Anyway, we needed to get back in town from Danville,
right?
And it was a treat to get to go to the preview. It did run late. We still, and I guess we no longer have the gin and tonic, element that is required for us to do a quick take.
Right. Right.
So anyway, what we're saying is there's lots of content on our Facebook page, and we also now have seeyouattheshow.com, where we have all of the information. We post all of our reviews there. We have information about what is currently playing.
So what auditions are currently playing?
Well, you know, we're kind of dry.
Oh, no.
It was really sad to go in and update it because it meant wiping from the canvas of the now playing section about 12 shows.
But we have Feeding the Dragon. You have no excuse not to come to Feeding the Dragon, which we talked about last week with Latrell Bright. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so that is the only thing that is imminent. If we're missing something,
I think we are missing theater something. You continue to talk about
it. Tell us what it is. But December 3rd through the 5th at Station Theater is the one-woman show, Feeding the Dragon. We had Latrell Bright in the studio last week, as Linda said, and this is going to be directed by the Station Theater's Jackie Lowenstein, who also is the founder and director and everythinger about Class Act Studios. So this is going to be a really interesting show. I've never seen Latrell on stage before. I've seen a lot of her magnificent work as a director. In fact, at the CU Show Globes, her work with Elephant Graveyard got the Show Globe for Best Play of the Year. And she did Men in Boats at the station. And so she's got an incredible resume as an instructor, as a director. So many of the young directors who are emerging in Champaign-Urbana are people who got their training and their experience and their wisdom from Latrell. And Latrell continuously makes herself available for theater people, young directors. She's an amazing mentor, an amazing advocate for
she's just amazing all around. Yeah.
And everybody. And so anyway, here she is. She's going to be doing a one-man show, one-woman show. Actually, she's six characters. For all I know, they're probably all female.
I don't know. Anyway, you got to come to the show and find out. And it's pay what you can. So you have zero excuses to not come to the show.
Yeah, so it's
really going to be... I mean, we've done other things at the Station Theater in person. We've done some readings, but this is the first kind of real show. It's kind of opening up our season. We have other stuff coming up in at least late February. There's, as far as shows are happening, there's also going to be some art stuff happening in the space. So Station Theater is going to have stuff going on.
That's great.
Amazing. Wait, isn't there another Elf the musical playing right now?
There's the Springfield Elf needs to be added to here.
Right. Because, I was trying to find it.
We posted about it, but we didn't add it to here. It hasn't opened yet.
Okay.
Running concurrently on both to the east and to the west of Champaign were Bloomington Community Players Elf, which we did not make it to.
Right.
And then Danville DLO Elf.
Right.
Directed by Jerry Strain, which we did make it to.
Right.
And which was incredibly entertaining and from which I think a lot of actors have emerged that we're going to want to be working with and that we've already reached out to help connect them with CU companies. So
can we talk about that yet?
Talk about what yet?
Fireflies.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So see at the show last year decided, well, there's like a longer story here.
Sure.
So
we've got time. Settle in, get a drink of water.
Okay. So when the pandemic happened, we focused a lot on what sort of alternative ways there are to bring theater to the community. And to some degree we were frustrated some lack of creativity, lack of motivation by some companies. And we thought what we would do if we had the power to do it. And one of the things is like, why don't we put on shows? And we never followed through with that. But a seed was planted. And it was this March. So 6-7 months ago, there was, we became aware of an Urbana, what's the
Arts
name of
Council.
The group? Arts Council. Grants for the arts. And we turned in an application and were granted a grant. That feels so weirdly redundant. Anyway, so CU at the show was given a grant, which is not insignificant. I'll use double negatives. To find and work with a black director to find a show that is written by a black playwright and bring it to the community. And we're excited that we have made some progress. We have gotten rights. We found
a director. A director that we're meeting with on Sunday.
Yeah, so stay tuned for audition information about that and more information about that. But it's a show, Fireflies, the two-person show. Our dream is to be able to bring it to a lot of non-traditional venues, or maybe not a lot, but multiple venues, places maybe where plays haven't been put on before, to make them better accessible to new audiences and expose different people, different demographics than we certainly are typically see out at the theater mm-hmm. to work like this.
Yeah.
And hopefully then to create more opportunities and to create, you know, so when somebody's thinking about doing a play by a black playwright, the question behind closed doors isn't, how are we going to find actors for this?
Right.
If you build it, they will come, we mm-hmm. think. And so
we're being part of the building process.
Yeah. And we know that we're not alone. We know that most of the theater companies in this town and a lot of them in central Illinois are rejuvenated and newly committed to diversity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And
but we also just like producing shows. So at least I do. And you've never produced before. So if we like doing this, we might do more of it.
Sure. There's no reason not to.
Right.
And one thing that also was a kind of like a wonderful side of, I won't use that positive a word like wonderful, but one thing that the pandemic did for theater was it not just taught theater companies and theater people how to be creative in bringing and making art, but it also made the rights holders, the rights holders of the plays also had to accommodate that somehow by being creative in how much they charge and the way in which they give rights. And it is very affordable. There is really no excuse for somebody who has the means to put on a show to not give it a try, because you can work with these publishers. And Dramatists in particular has been great to us. And historically, they've been really great to the station. And so I hope that all theater companies will realize that it's not just, oh, we can't do that because it's so expensive. It's not necessarily. How do you want to do it? How many, you know, how are you going to bring it forth? If you're going to have a small audience, you'll be charged less. If you're going to do less number of shows, you'll be charged less.
But the other cool thing is that there are playwrights in our midst that are writing plays, or, you know, there's people writing poetry that can maybe be turned into plays and things like that. So not only do we have to... Which is exciting that more people are writing and feeling like, hey, my story is important, or what I have in my imagination is people are going to want to hear it. So that's super exciting too, that we're not just relying on playwrights that may have been published, but we have playwrights here that are trying to get their stories heard too. So
right,
it's exciting. Yeah.
And we also know that, so other local CD theater things, that's kind of what's up with the station, and there will be more announcements soon. I know that there's other plays being contemplated and directors being involved. So that's a
and
real...
And rights being reserved.
That's an imminent announcement, I think. And also, we understand CUTC. CUTC has a lineup that they're about ready to roll out. A lot of people know about it, but I don't see it on their website.
It's still not on the website.
I don't think we can talk about like inside information. I know I don't have a non-disclosure agreement signed with anybody, but I want to maintain some good relationships with people, so we won't talk out of turn. But we're kind of excited about
CUTC. If you'd like to come on the show and talk to us about your upcoming season, we would love to talk to you. It's great. So many people have been contacting us and asking us to promote things instead of us contacting them.
We're also excited. Parkland has stuff coming up, so we can move into
auditions.
Let's move into auditions and talk about that. So our audition page is as big as it's ever been. So let's spend a little time on this.
Oh my goodness. So much.
Yeah. So
what are you auditioning for, Eric?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Here's what we got. We got seeyouatheshow.com, and then you click on our auditions tab, or just do backslash auditions. And we try to keep as much audition information here as possible. And we have, probably 7 to 9 different theater companies that are involved. We're taking them chronologically next week.
Is that next week? December 3rd? That can't be right. Okay.
We're both going to our phones. This just doesn't seem possible.
Why isn't there a calendar in
here? Yeah. It's a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
Is November like February now? Is it a super short month?
I think so.
Well, I think it happened because we've been to 14 shows this month.
Right. So Bridges of Madison County is going to be done by DLO Musical Theater in Danville.
Yeah, so they're going to have auditions in the evening on December 3rd. And then December 4th, I don't know if those are just regular audition slots or callbacks, but they have DLOMusicalTheater.com and then, of course, the tab right on our audition page. Bridges of Madison County was a great book. I don't know.
I haven't seen the show.
The play won some awards, but I would be really interested in seeing it. It was like Clint Eastwood was in the movie with maybe Meryl Streep.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Parkland College Theater, we've talked about this a little bit, 10 out of 12, which for, I'm guessing all of you are probably theater people. So, you know, a 10 out of 12 is kind of this grueling day of getting everything set up. I cannot talk. I'm going to die. you're going to have to take this over of, like getting your tech stuff and rehearsal and stuff like that. In fact, it's kind of and it's supposed to, I think, be funny.
It sounds noises off.
Yeah. It sounds like noises off, and it's going to be directed by BJ Gailey, and the, auditions are December 4th from 10 to 1 PM. And that's open to anyone.
10 AM to 1 PM. Of course.
Did I see? Yeah. Sorry. And it's open to the whole community. You don't have to be a student at Parkland. And
you don't even have to prep. Monologue will be provided to each auditioner as a cold read. No sign up.
No restrictions on age or gender.
Yeah. So, right. There will be 14 performers cast. Sounds like a real sort of an ensemble number. Mm-hmm. And that is going to run in Parkland Theater Second Stage, a.k.a. the Black Box, at the end of February, the 17th to the 27th. And Parkland also, without having specific information, is also going to be having SpongeBob the Musical auditions at the end of January, January 22nd in particular. So their season is out, which is exciting. What else do they have after that? Let's click on this tab real quick. Oh, then there's the Actors Studio. So we've already had She Kills Monsters. So great that Parkland's back in business. So many great shows. It's such a great place to see a show in either theater. 10 out of 12 coming up, SpongeBob the Musical coming up. And I started listening to SpongeBob, and it is fabulous. Almost too good. I can't get the songs out of my head.
And I don't even like SpongeBob. I don't think I've ever seen the cartoon for more than a few seconds, and I still like the songs. So you do not have to be a SpongeBob fan to like this musical, is my thought.
And Chelsea Collier is going to be directing it. So that's exciting. And then later on in the probably late spring, I will be the actor studio production of Playing God. Okay, still sticking with auditions. We've seen two shows at Heartland this fall.
I'm so happy they're here, and I'm really impressed with Heartland.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we like all of the community theater groups. Always feel very welcome at Heartland, and I feel like they really care about COVID, and they care about the people, and they care about the shows, and they're doing auditions for Life Sucks, which sounds like fun, actually. I don't think it's not a comedy, but I don't know. It sounds like a good one for a pandemic time frame.
Yeah, so this is going to be directed by Liz Fisher. We don't know her, so we'll have to have her in the show. This is the play is by Aaron Posner, and I think he did Stupid F.M. Bird. Mm,
I think so, too.
Which we loved at the station. And really, Heartland's whole setup, if you haven't been out there, is very much of a station vibe. We saw Tartuffe there about 2 months ago, and then we just saw Human Terrain featuring. Mm-hmm. And so there have been Champaign actors in both of these productions, and that's really cool. I think that another fallout from the pandemic is people are looking you know, at other theaters? Where can I find a chance to see and perform art? So this looks like a really fun show. They have a more elaborate, this is like the Parkland, just show up, we'll give you a monologue, don't worry about preparing anything. You got to prepare here. You got multiple rounds, you've got some bullet points of audition forms, monologues, and video recording.
It sounds like a fun thing to audition for, just for the experience of doing this. It sounds cool, because it says like round one and round two.
It's kind of like applying for a job, it seems.
Yeah, no, and when can they audition?
You can audition. They're accepting video submissions. I think we can actually audition now. So there's in-person auditions. So it looks like you have to qualify for in-person auditions. So this is very much like a job interview. You have the screening, you submit an audio video thing. It really isn't that complicated. Sorry, Harlan, for scaring anybody off. You basically get to record it on a smart device, turn it in.
Oh, right. And by then, the 30th.
And then in-person auditions commence. December 6th and 7th. So you actually got to do this quick.
Yeah.
You've only got 5 more days.
Do it.
And so being involved in any Heartland project would be great. I did a radio, just a radio play, one night only thing. So well done, so well made, met so many great people. And so I'm very happy to have gotten in touch with them.
And then The Trouble with Cats for Red Mask Players, that's December 6th through the 7th at 7 p.m. Is that right?
Yeah, and Red Mask Players is another Danville theater. Don't know much about The Trouble with Cats.
It looks good, and look, there's like a vegan character in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, who? Maybe.
Not stereotypical at all, right? Anti-materialist and free-spirited.
That's, I was like, I could play that in my sleep. Okay, so, well, yeah, maybe I'll audition for that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Wait, we already have that on there? I don't think we can announce that yet.
Top secret.
Shh, shh. Okay. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah. So the other, and then Red Mask also has auditions then subsequently for The Graduate, which is a movie I haven't seen in probably 20 or 25 years.
Yeah, but that's not until February.
Uh-huh.
Is that the auditions are in February?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah. But we're talking about Red Mask.
Right, I know. Right. But we only have 3 more minutes. So.
I know.
Are you trying to fill the time?
No.
Eric's always worried about filling the time.
I know. I have like video queued up.
He's like, just in case.
Right. Of some Champaign Park District Youth Theater thing from 6 years ago. Right. Just to say like, hey, remember when? It's like a Facebook memory coming to life. But okay. So we do have more. Let's just finish this up then. Here, we're just going to do this more of in list form. So just like take this in. Here's what you can audition for. Bridges of Madison County at DLO next week. 10 out of 12 Parkland College next week. Life Sucks, Heartland. You need this week to submit the round one stuff by, you know, just video yourself. Send it in according to how they tell you to do it. Trouble with Cats, Red Mask Players. And that is also December 6th, 7th. So these are all coming up next week. We'll have so much casting info.
Yeah,
actors,
it'll be fun.
Let's go. You got to be motivated.
Do it.
And this means we're going to be seeing a ton of shows in February. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be another February frenzy.
Right. It is a February frenzy.
As we had in 2020. Good times.
Yep.
Sweet Charity, which is that a musical? It feels like it.
That's why I didn't want to go Peoria down to
Players.
January.
Peoria Players, auditions for Sweet Charity. This is not till January 6th, 7th, yeah, so we are moving along.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, there's dance roles. That means they're singing.
Yeah, cool.
Cast is flexible, 20 to 30.
So Eric has been taking tap lessons online.
Online. Well, I think the bigger achievement was finding my
apartment.
Tap shoes.
Right, you found your tap shoes.
And kind of testing out the hardwood floors, kind of.
I'm sure your neighbors were really happy.
Doing a temperature check with the neighbors. Like, we've got an agreement. If I do all my tapping between 4 and 6 p.m., no police will be called.
Right.
Yeah, but it really is impressive, like, how much the online tutelage, is that
yes,
what it is?
Yes, right. And you're just watching YouTube videos and learning how to tap.
Yep, just because there's Because
you're
going to
audition for
potential.
SpongeBob. The musical.
Yes, I am.
Yay. Look, you're making the commitment here and now.
Yeah.
You're not going to back
out.
I
want to be in SpongeBob.
All right. You do it. Well, we're almost out of time.
Yeah. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from See You at the Show. We are here to promote local theater. So if you're involved in local theater and you have something that you want to talk to us about, we'll have you on the air. If you have something you want us